Okay, so welcome to the first ever Sephardic Minyan at MDS. Second Minyan that we had together. So far, so good. Very smooth, beautiful davening. So one of the things I noticed, if we start doing this on a more consistent basis, so we have Birkat Kohanim. So we don't really learn in the Ashkenaz school so much the laws of Birkat Kohanim because they don't really do Birkat Kohanim every day. They do it only a few times a year. So I just want to go over a few halachot from Shulchan Aruch, okay? Just so you should be clear about what the halachot are. Number one, the halacha says you're supposed to wash your hands before you do Birkat Kohanim. If you don't wash your hands, you're not allowed to do Birkat Kohanim. There's one opinion, the Rambam, also Sephardic, he says, if you wash your hands in the morning, Tiyat Adayim, like when you woke up, and you were careful, you didn't touch anything, whatever, like dirty, you didn't scratch yourself, or you didn't touch your feet, your hair, whatever, then you're okay. You don't have to wash a second time. But for us, there's a long time from 7 o'clock in the morning, we wake up till 9:30, so it's most likely we did, so we really should wash our hands, number one. Number two, the Kohanim, me, Jack, and Daniel, you have to walk towards the place where you do Birkat Kohanim during the paragraph of Retzeh and Ve'ata Barachamecha. If, let's say, you just woke up in the middle of Modim, you're like, oh, I forgot to take off Modim, I forgot. Once you get to Modim Anachnu Lach, it's too late. You can't do Birkat Kohanim. You have to walk outside. From Modim and on, the Kohen is too late. Why? It's because you have to walk during the Avodah. Aaron HaKohen worked in the Avodah, and that's when you're supposed to start walking towards Birkat Kohanim. So that's why it's important. That's why I made you wait, Maurice, when you did the thing, because you have to wait, he has to walk during that time. Once he's walking, it's okay. If, let's say, you're walking and then he's saying Modim, once you're already on your way, that's fine. Now, number two, the law is the Kohanim have to say it Bekol Ram. It says Amor Lahem. We learned it in sixth grade. I don't know if you remember. So that means you, Daniel, and us, we have to say it loud. We can't just say it whisper to ourselves. We have to say it loud. So that's another important halacha. And number four, for Maurice and Emmett, whoever says it for the Kohanim, so you have to wait until we finish our word and then say your next word. So if you say Yevarechecha, then we say Yevarecha. Don't start the next word Hashem till we're finished. You can't overlap on each other. You can't be Yevarecha Hashem Vishmer. Like, you have to pause, let us finish, and then you say your word. Vishmerecha. Then we say Vishmerecha. Amen. Then go to the next word. Ya'er. The halacha Shulchan Aruch says you're not supposed to overlap with each other. And yeah,
aren't you supposed to start at Hashem? You let the Kohanim say Berechecha, and then you say Hashem.
So that's the difference. If there's one Kohen, then usually most people, the custom is that the Kohen starts Yevarecha, because you can't say Kohanim if there's only one. You can only say Kohanim if there's two or more. Some Syrian shuls that I've been to, they have the Kohanim start Yevarecha right away without anyone calling them, even 5, 10, 15. Mm-hmm. But most Sephardic shuls, the custom is if there's one, the Kohen starts us off Yevarecha. If there's two or more, then you have to say Kohanim. Let's just do the regular custom, which is if there's two or more, you start with the word Kohanim. If less than that. Okay, let's continue with Asher.